BBC Audio presents Spine Chillers, Four Hair-Raising Tales of Terror. Figures by Colin Hayden Evans, starring Anna Massey.
Let me put it this way. It's a marriage of convenience, only insofar as my convenience is concerned. I won't give you a divorce because I don't want a divorce. It's that simple. I find you a perfectly useless wife, but, rather surprisingly, an excellent mother. Rebecca needs us both, so you will stay. You'll always stay, unless I change my mind. If you leave me, I will gain custody of Becky. You can be sure of that. And when I do, you will never see her again. You can go to as many lawyers as you like, and they to as many courts, but you will never see her again. Believe me. You're an infant, Anne. Just a kid in the games people now play. I grew playing those games, which is why I always win.
Sorry. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Your husband's Canadian. I was wondering if your husband was Canadian.
Yes, Canadian.
Following on later, then?
Is it much further, Mr. Fuller?
If you bend your head a little, you can just see it through the trees.
Do you think you might stop?
Sorry? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. It's a good view from here, actually. You can't see the outbuildings, but...
How long has it been empty?
Oh, getting on for 18 months. Mrs. Harding lived there before for years.
She lived alone?
As far as I know.
She didn't need all the rooms, then?
Most of them hardly need any attention. We have made an allowance.
Did she live upstairs?
She was getting on a bit. I think she preferred...
Not to?
I expect so. Right, shall we go on?
It's a very reasonable price to ask for a house of this size, actually. Especially as it comes partly furnished. She had no one left, you see. We're handling it for the executors. The door's locked, I'm afraid. We can't find the key. I'm afraid it's locked, Mrs. Simons.
It is a very reasonable price, Mr. Fuller. I mean, it's unreasonably reasonable.
Oh, a realistic figure, I'd say.
Considering...
I'm sorry?
That you can't sell it?
Oh, we will sell it.
It's only fair to say that I have every intention of buying it. But I would be grateful if you told me, well, shall we say, what you'd first decided to keep to yourself?
Mr. Simons...
The house will be bought in my name. No mortgage will be required.
Ah. Well, it's what you'd call a bit different...
Different.
There's always some that like to look at it that way. I can't say I do.
What are we talking about, Mr. Fuller? What do you mean, a bit different?
It varies. Mostly hearsay, really.
We mean haunted, don't we?
It's a point of view, of course.
But you have an open mind.
I've been a Baptist all my life, Mrs. Simons.
What was in the locked room? Is that where it happened? She was frightened.
No. Well, you wouldn't stay if you were, would you?
Couldn't we force the lock?
Oh, well, now...
I'll be happy to leave the deposit with you this afternoon, Mr. Fuller.
It's a heavy door.
But you'll try.
Well, it's as you see.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Yes, I guess it was the money. It was the best thing you had to offer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?